All right, good work. We just started last week, Hilchos Kenevish and Memches. We did Sif Aleph, just to recap a bit on Sif Aleph. Hopefully tonight Yetzirah will finish Sif Aleph and continue on to Sif Beis. But a recap of Sif Aleph, the Yisoidis is that if a person steals, I feel a kosher who is also midaraisa to steal in Torah. And not only that, it's also midaraisa to steal, even derech schoik, or to chepa, if you're doing it to be mitzar, even if it's al das lahag, you're just taking it for a short period of time, you're going to just give it right back, just to chepa the guy. Or even if you have good intentions, you're doing it, amanas l'shalom tashlum yekefel, you're doing it, you have a mind to be marviach, and mehana the bailim, still it's awesome midaraisa. And the Rambam says the reason why, he's a taich of where the sissa came from, how we know to learn out all these things in one extra leisig noivu, is kedei shalo yargal atzma b'kaka, a person shouldn't become angevaint, you shouldn't get used to doing maise genevis, and therefore the Torah asks that even if you have good intentions, even if you only do it for a short period of time, amnas lax, it's still going to be yasa. The Kesef Kachem points out that therefore you can't think that you could outsmart the Torah. The Torah says, Shulay Agalatzman Bagak. Okay, if you said, I'll just do it today, and I know better, I know that I won't be Maragalatzman Bagak, I'm convinced that I won't end up, it's tough luck. It doesn't help, it doesn't make a difference. If a person steals, amanas lahagzir, amanas lemekad, amanas to give tashlum mekefel is still going to be awesome with the rice, and no matter what the person's cheshbonos are.
What about the tzar? Do we ask this question? What about the tzar itself?
Why isn't it an ism mitzad tzar?
Yeah.
Okay, so that grad is Emek Shela. Emek Shela says that he wanted to touch up. Remember the shiltas? The shiltas said that amanas tzar wasn't stam. You're trying to chepa the guy. You're trying to teach the guy a lesson. And that he should learn how to take care of his nechosim, and he shouldn't be such a batlin and such a slav. So that Emek Shela says, why? He says, because otherwise it would be anyway an issa deraisa of tzar, like we learn now from Einoz Dvarim, the inalabri mitzar. So, yeah, so loit Emek Shela, anyway, it would be also outside Einoz Dvarim, but not the tzar that we're doing. Now, loit him, then the tzar means that you're doing it to teach the guy a lesson.
Does he do that to his kids that are divided?
If you have a chiyuv chinuch, so you could do it out. Oh no, is it deraisa? Oh, right, you wouldn't. It's not. You're going to still have this leisig noivu, but had it not been for this actual leisig noivu, then you would have been able. Well, now, right now, you have a problem. Correct. So if you want to do it for your kids, you're going to have a problem. Right. That's what Tamik Shalas Guf is saying. That even though you would have been allowed to give techocha and do it, but kamashul in the pasuk leisig noivu says you're now allowed to do it. Now it's not so posh, by the way, that you even know his drum like Tamik Shalas Namzon. Like some Rishonim, Nozram has to be dafka bedibur. You don't do a dibur. Or other it's in a 1B Nozram. Other Rishonim learn Nozram is not in a Nozar, it's in a Boishis. Okay, it's not for now, it's for when we learn to Nozdvarim. But okay, getting back to here. So you see from here, even though you did it Amanas Shalom Tashlum Yekefel, you're doing it to Bimahana, the person, it's still an Issa Dereis of Loisig Noivim. The Welt is $1 million kasha. This is from the Rishonim, Achronim, Dan. I mean, like, everyone is jumping on this kasha. Dosh state in the Gemara that there's a lot for Amunas Hashem Teshul Nekev. There's a lot if you're trying to be Mahana, the person. And yet, you see in the Gemara Baba Basa, Faket, the Gemara Baba Basa, Dav Tezayna Medalev, Eev prides himself, he boasts, he says, look at me, he says, what's the Lashon HaPasek, Bichas Oved Alay Tovay, the person who lost his nechasim should give that bracha that he gives, a light tov, it's going to come to me. Why? Because he should go around and steal nechasim, the karka, the karkois of Yisoyimim, and he should be mashbich the karka and give it back to the Yisoyimim. And he should pride himself, oh, brichas oivet a light tovay. Frek to Yisoyimim, what do you mean brichas oivet a light tovay? It's an isa derisa, leisik noivu. It's awesome. Wait, he's being mashbeg himself that he's doing Yisurim? What's going on? And everyone is takah. I'm like, this is $1 million kasha. There are many terutzim given to this kasha. I'm just going to share with the Olam, I guess, 3, 4, 5 basic terutzim, and there are many nafkaminis because of that lahalacha. First teretz is the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah's teretz. And the Pnei Shloimo and the Kovit Shiurim, they all say that it's chalak, a yid or a goy. The extra krov, leisig noivu, was given to yidim. This a yid is now allowed to do this. A yid is now allowed to be goyniv amanasa shalom tishlumi kefal. But a goy who wants to steal amanasa shalom tishlumi, I mean he doesn't pay kefal, but amanasa shalom shvach to be mashbiach the karka, kala kava, that's gewaldik, that's a broch, birchas, Oyved alay tovin. It's a gevaldik azach, and even gets a bracha for it. It's a gevaldik azach to steal a manas lashbiak to the bailim, but not if you're a yid. For yid, not only is that gevaldik, it's even nisa deraisa. It's a lav deraisa. That's the yad rama, like I said, in the achronim's teretz. That's the first teretz, which comes out interessant, very, very interessant. Means before the Torah was given, it's not just an. You know, you're allowed to do it. It's a gevaldik azach. It's birchas eved alay tovay. And the second the Torah is given, it's already us. It's a lav deraisa. It changes. It's an interessant azach. It reminds me, there's a Ruach HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhin, in Pirkei Yovis, beginning of Pirkei Yovis, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, it says that Shloish HaMudim, there's a Torah Avodah and Gemilas Chasodim. So Reb Chaim says a beautiful hezbeh, beautiful being in the Mishnah. He says that be'etzem, these three legs that the world stands on is really two, and the Torah just qualifies those two. There's really avodah and gemilas chasadim, and Torah defines and qualifies and quantifies what is avodah and gemilas chasadim, and everything we have to look in the Torah to see what that is. And he explains. He said, take avodah for example, comes along. Before Matan Torah, Adam Rishon's Makriv Kabonis, Noach's Makriv Kabonis, wherever he wanted, and by doing so, Faket, he had a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk was made last week, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because of that, I'm not going to bring a marble ever again, because of Noach's Kabonis. Now, all you have to do is try that once again, right after the Torah is given. Not only is it not Nachas Ruach, it's Shchutei Chutz, and it's an Issa Karis. It goes from one extreme to the other extreme. That's Avodah. But it's defined by Torah. So too, Zakteh, a beautiful marshal, he says, "Benegeh to Gemilas Chasadim." Before Matan Torah, someone's desperate. He needs a loan. His business is sinking. Save his business. No problem. He's $100,000, but you know, give me 10% ribbons. No problem. You mamish save the guy's life. Unbelievable what tzidkis you just did for the guy. Try doing that after Matan Torah. It's an issa deraisa of ribbis. Issa deraisa ribbis, where Chazal say that he's not going to be Zechel Elam Haba, because of that. He would not be Zechel Tchias HaMeisim. Because of doing that beautiful act that was once so beautiful before Matan Torah, but comes along Matan Torah and defines it, Ein L'Tchias HaMeisim. Gevaldik. He said the Torah defines what Avodah is and what Gemilas Chasadim. So here you have another mashal. He didn't give this mashal, but he had another mashal. Gzeila Goyinav HaManas Lashmir, Gevaldik. But once the Torah is given, it's an Issa Dereis, it's a Lav Dereis.
For a guy nowadays,
a guy is allowed to do it, right? But for Yid, we were, used to be that guy. We used to be those B'nai Noach. And once we got the Torah, we were Miskadish. And now we have a different Anhog. Our Anhog is Mechayiv, that you not even do such a Gnev, and not even Amanas Lashbiach. Okay, that's the first Teretz that the Mefarshim bring. There's another Teretz. What's Pshat that Eve has a Bracha for stealing Sodas and being Mashbiach? And here we see a Goyin of Amanas Lamech, and it's also. Correct. It's going like the man the Yomer that Eve was a guy. Definitely. Right. Correct. It's a good point. And the Akronim, yeah, they mentioned that.
And it could be
Eve
before
Mantar.
Any
figure
before
Mantar
doesn't use before
Mantar. No, that's a particular. Some say Eve was Akha Mantar.
Right. Either before Mantar or a guy.
Right. But I'm saying, but if you hold like those man the Yomer that was Akha Mantar, you're stuck. At that point, you're not going to have this terrace. Good. The Pnei Shleim in the Kovet Shurim, and it's also Minchas Pitim, suggests a second Teretz. It's a major Nafkimino Lalacha. Your son was busy with it last week, and that is, that could be that this whole Chiddush Akra, Lisignoiva, Manas Lamekam, Lisignam, Nasacham, Tachlum, Mekaifel, is only by Gneva. It's brought down by Gneva, it's said by Gneva. But Gzela? You want to steal, Amnasacham, Tachlum, Mekaifel? No problem. Gvalda Kazak. Birchis Aved Alay Tovay. Yiv didn't do Gnevis. He did Gzeilis. He stole Karkik, said Karkis Befehesiyat, everyone knows about it. He was doing Gzeilis. Gzeila Amanas Lashbirk, that's Gevaldik. Gneva Amanas Lashbirk, that's terrible. What's the Chilik? So many of the Achronim suggest that the Chilik is based on a Bach and Shindun test, that the whole Issa of the Rambam, of Gneva, Amanas, That pass is better by gneva. I steal today, tomorrow I'm going to get used to it, I'll steal again. Every time no one looks, I'll steal. But gzela, which is done by fehesia, other people seeing, I'm not going to get into this mode of stealing. What do you mean? Tomorrow there are going to be people around. I'm going to be called a goslin, I'm going to be reported, I can't keep on doing this. So it's very hard to get into this habit to be a goslin. It's easy to get into the habit to be a gan. If it's more difficult to get into the habit of being a goslin. Mamela, the whole gzeiris, the cause of leisignaiva was nischadish. Don't get into the habit of gneivis. But gzeilis, no problem. Lachatchila, not a problem at all. And mamela, you'd be allowed to be gozel amanas hasham teshlum kefon. Therefore, since Eve was doing a gzeila, it's mutter. You're allowed to do a gzeila amanas lashbiach. That's this teretz. Other achrayim, there's a binin afrayim. Sorry? No, not kefo, but lashbiach. What he used to do is use lashbiach to sod and improve the sod. But if he does anything lashbiach, that's fine. By gzela, but by gneva, we have the chash of shalayagatz mekach. It's based on the bach and shin nun tes, beginning of kuz gzela. The shach holds it's a doichik that bach schilek or whatever, but based on that bach. There's a binin Ephraim in Simun Chavav, he says a different chilek between gzela and gneva. So, this is a lomdash chilek. He says gzela, by definition, is a Torah was chosh, you're not supposed to be machasa momen chaveray. I'm taking away your momen. Gneva is not because I'm taking away your momen. Gneva is because I'm doing a maisa gneva. I'm doing a sly theft when no one sees. So I'm behind the scenes and I'm stealing. I'm in kaifa bibashkochas abari. I'm being kaifa bashkochas islam. I'm trying to outsmart a guy. Gneva, the problem is for the maisa. What ma'isa avad to be mechasa mam mechaver? But the ikka what the Torah is makbid on is doing a ma'isa geneva. By gzeila, the Torah is makbid on the chesaron mam mechaver. Mameli says like this: these things that you're doing, they're good things. You're doing amnas lashbiach, amnas hasham tashlumi kefil, to teach a guy a lesson. These are bad and good things. But you're doing a ma'isa geneva. The Torah says no, it's also shuliyagatzma b'kaki. Now they'll do a ma'isa geneva. The Torah asks it every ma'isa geneva in any single form. But gzeila, where the Torah didn't ask the form of gzeila, only to be machasa mam chaveroi, as long as it's kedai for the violent that you're being machasa's mam, because you're going to give it back, but yes, it's a ace, you're going to give it back improved, that's not a problem, and you're not over an isa gzeila. Mamela is a chilik between gneva and gzeila. Lamash, we find a similar chilik, just that such a chilik exists, is by Ben Bagbag. We said last week, the Pesach Teshuvah brings down, that if someone has your item in his house, you're now let go into his house quietly behind his back and take back your item. Because that's also stealing, and it's also lav derais of leisig noivu. But what should you do? Zok Ben Bagbag, punch him in the nose and just grab the chafetz out of his rishus. That you're allowed to do. So a gzela of your own item out of his rishus is fine. That's a chatchila. It's your item. You're not a gazan. But to do that, but if in gneva, that's also midaraisa. What's pshat? Vaita, the same thing. Because a maisa gneva it was. Even if it's your own item, you're doing a maisa gneva. So the Torah asked it. But gzela, it's not. The Torah didn't ask a gzela as the maisa shabay. Only because you'd be machasam on chavere. And since it's your own money, you're not being machasam on chavere, so you're allowed to do it.
The way we explained last week, though,
don't be no nafshe, not
the
maisa
gzela.
Yeah, I'm asking. Even without being machasam chaver, the idea that you're taking money out of someone else's rishus without anyone knowing about it, that's gneva.
What about the karka in gzelis?
Okay, we're going to get there. We'll get to that. 1 second. There might be another test. We'll see. Fine. Now, like this, it's going to come out that we could even go to the next step. What about Amanas Lamekat? If you're doing it to Chepa or Schoik, maybe that would also only be by Gneva. But sometimes we play around. We do Gzeilis Amanas. You know, we'll snatch the Chefez out of guys with the shoes. He's right there, and he's trying to get it. No, we run away with the item. That's Gzeil Amanas Lamekat. Maybe that would be permissible. Because the Torah may have asked only Gneva Amanas Lamekat, not Gzeil Amanas Lamekat. Make it. There's a whole new world out there now. I mean, Yad Ramah didn't give this teretz, so it seems that he didn't hold of this chilek. But the Akhrenim, a number of the Akhrenim suggest this chilek. There's a problem with this, besides that there's Yad Ramah, l'choy, not like that. There's also Mafush Miyuchas L'Rdvam, Bava Metziah, on the Sugya of Ganyam Hanas L'Mekat. He names on, it's clearly, that Hu Adin Goizel HaManas L'Mekat is also Issa Deraisa. forget he wants to know why the Gemara used this akim tefillah, the extra lava of Leisigzol. It sounds like he had no problem. Guys, I'm going to make it should also be yosa. And the Hemek Shela in Parshas Neach that we mentioned last week in Siman Dalas Kanhei is medayik from the Shiltas also that who had in Goizel Amanas Lameka, all these things by Goizel as well is also Asa. So these Achrenim is a nice Tamtza, it's a Chiddush, but a Maisa, I would not use it since the Rishonim Avodah, there's no Chiluk between Gneva and Gzela. Alright. A third teretz the Achrenim bring the Minchas Pitim, and that's what you just suggested, is that Karka ain't an Gzelus, and because Karka ain't an Gzelus, and Machlek is Rishonim, that which Karka ain't an Gzelus doesn't mean that you don't have Kinyon Gzela. Or did the goa zayvai to say you don't have your over alav? It's my clear shame. Some hold that you're over alav, but you don't have kinyan exela. If you learn like the rishonim that you're not even over the alav, that the smart brings down these rishonim and shinai involve. So if you go like those rishonim, so Eve was very good. Pshat is he was. What did he do? He didn't steal stamaza. He stole karka menaslashbiak. Since he only stole karka and karka is ain't an exela, it's mameli. He didn't do a ma'isa leisigzol. A mameli is fine, and it's because he improved it. So brichas over the light tovay. But to do b'tari is. Metaltolin, for example, then it would be a problem. All right. I would like to suggest another pshat, and I think Reb Moshe is saying this chilek, and that is, also has its nafkamina perhaps in halacha, and that is that all these cases are you're a ganef, you're a gazam, means you have to do a ma'ase kin in Pasha. So you're taking the chayfet out of the guy's rishos. You have to at least bring it out of his rishos into your rishos. So you did a ma'ase gzeil. So you have the best intentions in the world, tough. You just did a ma'ase gneva and you over alav the raisa. But what did Eve do? Eve never picked up the karka and moved it away. He went down and he plowed the karka and he's mashabech and he was zareya, whatever he did to the karka. So I know that's a ma'ase kinin of chazaka, and if he had intended to steal it, to be, so to speak, to keep it for himself, then in a chanami, that would also be a ma'ase gzela als the chazaka shabai. He did a ma'ase chazaka. That is also a kinyan. But that wasn't his kavanah. His kavanah wasn't to keep for himself. His kavanah was all along when I'm zareya and plowing, all for the yisayimim, all for the yisayimim. So we know, Eve knows, it was never any point in time that he did a ma'isa gzela. He never took the chayfitz out of the bailam's rishus. Hayos, he never did a ma'isa gzela. He cannot be over anything. If it was metalton, he brought it to his rishus, he could have the best intentions, but you just did a ma'isa gzela. But here, you didn't do any ma'isa gzela. You never took it out of the rishus of the yisayimim. The lashon that Gemara says, yes, he was goizel the sadis, that's a lashon, you know, mushal. It doesn't mean he mamash stole the fields. He went down, he forcibly, maybe went down, but he went down, he was mashbiach the fields to improve, to help out the yisayimim. But since there was no ma'isa gzela, memela, that's why b'chal is not a shayla. When you do a ma'isa kinyan.
Or the
pshat is
you're
active
the
Bible. No, pashas, even karka, if you hold that there's a lot by karka, you still have to do a ma'isekin. You have to do parat. You have to do some ma'isekin. Pashas is the only ma'isekin you have. A kesiv you're not giving, shtar you're not having. So the only ma'isekin you could probably possibly do is chazaka. So you have to do some type of chazaka of showing that you're the Bailam. But if that's good, if you show that you're the Bayim, you're trying to show you're the Bayim, so you did a Ma'isek Zayla. But if you're not showing that you're the Bayim, faket, all the chazakas you're doing is only Litevitz HaBayim, Litevitz HaYisayimim. So I never did a Ma'isek Zayla. It is. Kak is not a chazaka. What do you mean?
Can you feel like person without giving money? How's it going to
happen? Yeah, you could be kind of. No, so that's Gneva. Whatever Metaltalin is Nikna with, by Mecca Komemka, a Ganev and a Gazan is coined without the money. So too by Karka. If there's a Pasha called Kesav Shtar Chazaka by Karka, so a Ganev also has his Kinyonim. Practice is not going to be Shaykh Shtar and Kesav. Good. But Chazaka he has. So he's Machzik by Karka Shochavera for himself. He does did a Maisek Zela. But if he was never Machzik for himself, Gradi was Mashbiak the Karka. He never did a Maisek Zela.
He never showed bias.
He never, even though the chazaka, if he had intended to show one for himself, it would have been a good chazaka. But since that wasn't his motive always was a chazaka for the Zaymus. He never did a ma'isek zela. If he took metalton and he brought it to his own house and he said, "Oh, hini mukha, I'm not stealing," but lamaisi, you took it to the house, you moitzi mishus habaylem. Fine, so you actually took it out of the rishus. He did a ma'isek zela. Here, you never did a ma'isek. You never took out of the rishus. It's only ma'isek chazaka. That chazaka reno really meant nothing. So he never did anything. I think that's what you can look it up. The difference between Baba Basra and Siman Yud Beis, he has Ha'aris and Ha'ara Ayin Ches. I think this is what he means to say. You can look it up. Maybe you have a different pshat in Rav Moshe, but okay, that's what he means.
Whenever you have the Gemara, what's in Libo Shalom, we go away, what looks like. You, so we don't care.
I'm not so sure, but that's if you want to know Ben Adam Lekarei Pratis, if you want to know who a Bezin could be Machayiv here. But we're talking about only the Isurim Shaboy. Eve knew that he wasn't doing a Maisek Zeila, some Amela, Birchas Eivet, a light of.
Whenever you have the Gemara talking about planting somebody else's field, that the Bayan has to pay the Mashanene, that's a Maisek Zeila, or it's only talking about Machayiv Gamna that.
It's, if you do chazaka, there are certain ways of being mashbiach kavil. That's chazaka. So if you do it amnas for yourself, you're a gazan. But if you do it amnas for the bialim, you're not a gazan. And a kanami, you're a yoyred. Sorry.
A situation where a guy's a gazan. We come from self.
And so he's a gazan.
And Yenim would not have to pay the money.
If you had you held kaka was an exelus. The problem is kaka is not an exelus. So you have a dove problems. Okay, you never have that kinyan. So we have a different problem. But we're going into Rishon that even though Kak is in an exelus, betiris, but you still have the issa. So what do you do with that? I just want to bring out from this terrace. Really, I'm driving out the next step, and that is that kipshuta, this issa, whatever it is, it still has to be a maisa gneva. Means I have to do some type of, just like gzela, a ganef. You think you know how to be a ganef? You don't know how to be a ganef. You have to do maisa kinyonim. I remember I had a principal, a manal, Rabbi Klein in Yeshiva. We were learning the sugis of gzela. He walked in and he started to laugh. He said, in this yeshiva, we teach you how to steal. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you don't do it. You're not a ganef. You think no, you have to do a maisa kinyon. You have to have a proper chazaka, like Rashi, because I just have to close the door. Otherwise, you're not a gazlan. We have to. So I think all these things are the same thing. Since it's learned out from the pasuk like Gneva, you need to do a Maisa Gneva. That means if I'll chepe you in a way, I'll take your chefetz in a way that I didn't do any of the kinyonim that are necessary. Maybe I chepe it, and then maybe it will run into a nazdvarim of the hemek sheila. But like Gneva, I wasn't doiva. Because the Lisa Gneva is an Issa of Gneva, and I have to do Kinyani Gneva. Means if I take it out of your Rishua, it's fine. But if I, you have it on the table, and I give it a kick or whatever, and it's Mashiach B'Shus Habayim, Mashiach is not Kaino B'Shus Habayim, I was never made Akbar, I didn't ever do anything, I knocked it under the bed, you don't know, I'm not pretending, I don't know where the Chafetz is, nothing. It's fine. I mean, I'm not teach it to your kids, but it's fine. You didn't do a Maisa Gneva, it's no problem. So you were never over this Issa like Gneva. I think that's a Dava Pasha by me. The problem is that there's a Chedusha Yerim over here who seems to say otherwise. A Chedusha Yerim at the end of the Sifkan Dalet, it's a long Arichas, but the Mamish at the end of Sifkan Dalet, he even touches up, he wants to touch up the extra. Remember, we were problem last time. It's Amanas Lahagzeh and then Kadei Latzare. What's the extra Kadei Latzare, right? So he wants to say Amanas Lahagzeh, whereas I took it out of your Rishos and I'm going to give it back. And Kadei Latzare was, I didn't even take it out of Rishos. I just knocked it away. It's in your Rishos still. Just you don't know where it is. And he said, that's still this Issa of Laisignaiva, and that's Prat and Kadei Latzare. That's his, why you need that extra. Last week we gave a number of other Prat and what this Kadei Latzare is. But it seems in Kedusharim, he understood he could be over this Issa without any Maisignaiva. Any kinyan gneiva, which by me I hold is a davar chadish admai. I think it's pashut that if it's a issa of leisig gneiva, you need kinyan gneiva as well to be over.
He means literally how to be shesay, or he means he's still in his property, just.
No, it's mashi. He's trying to bavonek. He said, if I did a kinyan, he brings a raya, from the mission, bavakama ayin tes, that you see you could have a shame ganev even though you didn't do any kinyan. Because it all there says, if you're going to b'shus bailim, you're not chayiv. Why is the Mishnah calling you a ganav for? So you see, you could have a shame ganav without any kinyan. So maybe that's right over here. It sounds like from him, maybe he holds it across the board, maybe I'm wrong, that he holds that when do you need maisa kinyanim, that's only if you want to be mechayiv and kinyan ganav and shinoy and einsin or whatever. But the issa shabai of leisik neiva, maybe every ganav he holds is over by doing anything, by taking away from the Bible without any proper kinyan. I don't know, maybe that's what he holds, I don't know. But I think it's a davar chadash. All right. Fine, let's move on. So that's Sif Aleph. Let's try to move on to Sif Beis. Kala goinev afilu shava pruta. If anyone steals even something worth a shava pruta, oiva alav delay signoivu. Oiva alav delay signoivu. Shava pruta is totally on silver, depending how high silver is. Right now, probably it's a drop under a penny is considered a shava pruta. A couple years ago, when silver was a bit higher, it was about a penny and a third. But that, even for a penny, you still, even a penny is worth a value from somebody else, an item, goods, you're over leisig neivu. And we really had in Sif Aleph that even a mashu is also, just a mashu was also midirai satz chatz shir, but you weren't over the lav. The Machab is telling you the oiva alav of leisig noivu if you stole l'shava pruta. The chayiv l'shalom, and you got to give it back. Now, why don't you get malchus? Every lav you get malchus for, so why aren't you getting malchus for gneva? Bishlam by gzeila, there's a mitzvah that say the rice of veshev is a gzeila, so it's a lav and it class A. But by gneva, where it doesn't say veshev is a gneva in the Torah, so l'chayiv then gneva should get malchus. We don't forget, we see that gneva doesn't get malchus. What's pshat? So that seemingly is a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam's mechadish, he's fush over here in Pirush Mishnah, is that the Rambam's mechadish based on the sugi and makis, that there's a new ptur of malchus. There's such a thing called the lav hanitik klasei, good, but there's another thing called lav hanitin letashlumen. Any lav that there's a payment attached to that lav you don't get malchus. And gneva, that the Rambam, the reason why you don't get malchus for gneva is because it's a lav hanitin letashlumen. It's a Rambam Shita. How do you know Gnev is Nitin L'Tashlumin? Kipshuta is because the Pasuk says Chaim Shnayim Mishalom, the Pasuk says by Tavach Humocha. There are a lot of psukim that you see that you chayv to pay for the Gnev that you have. So Mameli, you know it's Nitin L'Tashlumin, and it's a lot of Nitin L'Tashlumin, you don't pay. I go even weiter. The Rambam holds that even by Gzela, the Heshev is a Gzela is only Chayim when the Chayfetz is ben. If I steal Bateri's Gzela from you, and the Chayfetz blows up, and I'm chayv Bo'insin, and I pay you for it. I'm a good boy, I pay you, but I wasn't the kind that I say. Because once it blew up, I don't have the Heshev as a Gzela. The Gzela is not Ben, it has to be Kaisha Goza. I don't have that Chayfetz. So why don't you get Malkus when you steer, when you do a Gzela and the Chayfetz blows up? So the Rambam to the rescue again, because it's a lav and nitin l'tashlumen. Because since you got to pay for it blowing up, you're Chayv Mainzen, Memela, therefore it's a lav and nitin l'tashlumen, you don't get Malkus. The Rosh and many Rishonim, Rosh and Bab Mitzi and Chavav, many Rishonim hold that Gzela, by Gzela, even if blew up and you pay money, you also mekayim the mitzvah that say Veshev is a Gzela. But he says the Rosh holds a broader interpretation of what Veshev is a Gzela is, and the Rosh doesn't teach the Sugi and Makis like the Rambam does, that there's such a thing called Lav and the Shulman. The Rosh teaches the Sugi that when you pay, you're also being mekayim the mitzvah that say of Veshev is a Gzela, even though it blew up. That's how the Rosh touch it.
Even like the Rambam, b'shas the masik zela, b'shayach b'shayach b'shayach
zela. I know, but what the Gemara says later on, when it's bitlo, when you don't have the assay, you should get malchus then. That's what the Gemara, the sugi is going on, the makis. Bitlo, Rabbi Yechon, v'shulakish. So, but the Rosh didn't have that sugi. The Rosh touch up the sugi out v'shayach b'shayach zela. So if the Rosh doesn't have the Rambam's in and litin l'tashlumen, Faket, you see Faket, not that he doesn't have a makar for it, but you see he holds Faket, because he had to come on to say that you have a Veshev even though it blew up, even though you're paying, with that you're making Veshev, and that's why you don't have Malkus Vaisois. Without that, I say, you would have gotten Malkus even though you're paying. So what is he going to learn by Gneva? Vaisois, he's going to hold that Veshev is Akzela is by Gneva as well. You have the mitzvah say of Veshev is Akzela by Gneva. It's Gneva and Akzela. Gneva is similar to Akzela. We learn out the mitzvahs of Veshev is Akzela to Gneva too. And Memela, the reason why you won't get Malkus like the Rosh, which is a different reason in Gansan, is because it's a lav hanitik la'asei. So nafkamin, if the guy was mekayim and asei that, they looked at Rambam, he wasn't, like the Rosh, he was. I bring you a right that there's such a thing that you could take this veheshev zekzela, take this mitzvah and plug it somewhere else, is that by yinos mamin, there's a ravan in Bab Metzi, nun chesam and aleph, the ravan says, when you meshev, when you do a chazar sano, the ravan spells out clearly, many achrenim say it, but the ravan says that lehedya, that you're being mekayim a mitzvah asay the raisa of the heshev is akzeil, even though you didn't steal, you did aino. But since you're giving it back, I know it's also like the Gemara in the beginning, Azeil Neshek says it's a form of Gzela. They all learned out from each other. I know, Gzela, Gneva, Ribis, it's all in one pot. All those things go together. And Mamela, yes, you'll be Mekayim and Mitzvah say, Veshev is Gzela as well. So Mamela, it's not hard to say that if I know could have a Koshik and Gneva could have it, you'll be Mekayim and Mitzvah say, Veshev is Gzela. All right. Let's continue. Zakhtu Mechabe, Echer Agoyniv Mom in Yisrael. Oy ha'goyniv mamon shel akum. Whether you're stealing mamon Yisrael or you're stealing mamon shel akum, what? Pashtis, you oyva alav d'loy signoivu and you chayiv l'shalim. These two nekudas that the Mechaber just said, that there's a lav of loy signoivu and there's a chiv tashlumin, that you should know is echad ha'goyniv mamon Yisrael and echad ha'goyniv mamon shel akum. Even if somebody steals from a goy, he is oyva alav d'raisa of loy signoivu and he's chayiv l'shalim. the Mechaber is coming from the Rambam, Kipshuta, the Pasha, the reading the Rambam is the Eivel Leisig Noivim. And it's not just the Rambam, there's a smag in Loisase, Kufnun Hei, and Zeredvon Chulun, the Daf Tadi Dalarim and Aleph, that they all spell out clearly that you Eivel Leisig Noivim, the Lav, even when you steal from God. It's very important, Rabbi said, because it's a major Makloik is here. They hold that you Eivel Lav. I, in the Pasha, what does the Pasuk say? Leisig Noivim. It says in the pasuk ba'amisai, and we know ba'amisai means a yid, not a guy. It has to be am shidcha b'tari of a mitzvah. So to rishayin that when it says ba'amisai, ba'amisai is going on le'sechacha shuv le'sechakru, but it's not going on the reisha pasuk le'sechnoivu. What's our raya, Zakhtu Yishayinim? Two rayas. One raya is because it was going on le'sechnoivu, the pasuk said me'amisai. It says be'amisai. Lo sechakru, you're lying. Bi amisai. Lo sechakashu is bi amisai. But lo sechnoivu doesn't say it doesn't pass bi amisai. It should have to say me amisai. Since it says bi amisai is a raya, it's not going back on lo sechnoivu. That's one raya. Another raya is actually showing it says, look at the trap. Lo sechnoivu es nachta, and then starts the pasuk. Lo sechakashu lo sechakru ish bi amisai. If it was going back on lo sechnoivu, it doesn't pass to put es nachta. The es nachta divides the pasuk. So Memelo, Zakhtu Yishayinim, Lesignoiv is going on Bein Yisrael, Bein Akum, nothing to do by Misa. Lesechachav, Lesechachav, Tak is only by Misa, not by a guy. But Lesignoiv is across the board. Memelo, Yoiv, Alav, of Lesignoiv. Factor Advaz, the Chuvus Radvaz, and Chelik Dalit, Simin Reish, hey, on the Rambam, this dig that it's apparent that the Rambam held. The Yoiv, Lesignoiv, Faket, and Mufusha Gemara Faket, the Gemara, and Bava Kam, and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amibes, on the bottom of Amin Aleph, wants to know, how do we know that Gezalakim is also? And the Gemara is two pshatim. How we know Gazalakim is Azza? One is from Vichishavim Keneu. They have to be medactic. When you're being paid to the Yiddish slave from a guy, you can't fool him. You can't play around with the numbers. You got to be medactic Bechesban. Why? Because you're now less steal from him. So you see that Gazalakim is Azza. That's one raya. Another raya is like the Gemara. Different number. It says a different pshat. It's from the Vachaltes Ha'amim. Where's the pasuk continue? Hashem Alakecha Noisin Lecha. So Gemara says, when Hashem Alakecha gives us the goyim in our rishos, then we'll vachalt as amim. But bizman, that they're not in our rishos, she'enu misurim biyadcha, then it's going to be asa. So it's like a lav. It's like it only comes from the asa. Vachalt as amim, only when it's misurim biyadcha. It's not when it's misurim biyadcha, not. Right, but it's a lava b'makal asay. So it's really only an asay. And the chishimim kene is also only an asay. So we know that it's also midaraisa, but it's from other sources. Vachishim keneu and vachalt as amim. But it's not from the regular lavim. If there be a regular lav, what in the world is the Gemara asking? How do we know Gezalakim is also? Isaiah Frechter advised, and he mutches in the Ram. Maybe the Ram also doesn't mean it, because it's a Furush and Gemara Fekhet that we're not over the regular lavim when you steal from a guy. Oh. Beautiful. We're going to get to it soon. 1 second. So that's the Radvaz's Kasha. And Batsim, who holds like this, Lahalacha? The Levush over here, an Al Machaba, I know what he does with the Machaba, but an Al Machaba, he sort of slips into the pshat of Al Machaba that you should know you're not over Lesignoiva when you steal from a guy. You're only over these other assays, these other Yisri Deraisa, but Lesignoiva you're not over. And the Nasivus over here in Sivkot and Aleph says it. The Goyin al Rambam, it's not the Goyin on Shulchan Aruch, but the Goyin al Shainas Rambam also says it. He says, Namzan for Pasha, Avadi not over Lesignoiva, like the Gemara says, you're only over an assay. Kuf Yud Gimel, the Banum of an Aleph, really Amid Beis. So now you have a Radvaz, a Levush, a Goyin, an Nesivis, a heavy hitters that all hold that you're not overlaying Neivu, which is Lechayim Refush Keneged Refush Shulchan Aruch. Shal is what did the Rambam do with this Gemara? Lechayim the Gemara Fraket. So the Knesset Agdol over here, Nagoy Satusev Cotton Bays, said it's not Shver. He says, because we understand that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. So whenever the Torah gives any Yisurim, any Dinim, Avada, the Dinim that the Torah is giving is for Klal Yisrael. Whatever the Dinim are, the Dinim for Klal Yisrael. So when the Torah says, Olei Signoivu, Olei Sigzol, Avada, it means you're not allowed to steal from a Yid, and you're not allowed to steal B'Teres Gneva from a Yid. But Avada, we would never know a guy just from the Stam Pasuk of the Torah. So therefore the Gemara is Gezalakim Menolon. But once the Torah came, that we see that the Torah doesn't like Gezalakim as well, from Vechishim in Kaneo, or Vechaltes Amen, that the Giloi, that we now know that when it says Leisignoivu in the Torah, and it says Leisigzal in the Torah, is going on Goyim as well. It's a Giloi to tell us, yeah, it's going on those Goyim as well.
So why does it apply loss of love?
And the Kami lost the love is going to be Nishtana Adin. Lost the love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say that Taka it's going to be Mut and Hanami. There are a lot of halakhas that are going to change lost the love.
So it comes out big machlokes halakha with two pshatim.
The what?
Whether it's Mut or lost the love. Pishim Kaneu.
No, no matter what, the Gemara says, HaKalta Zam is going to be Mut and lost the love. No matter what. And no matter what, now it's us. The Shailiv is now also because of a love, it's only also because of a Nase. It's also Midarais inside.
I'm saying the two sheets are from Kama.
Right.
From
oh, you mean if you learn how Vachish and Ganein, you didn't have a Chal Tazam, and so maybe it will be lost at Lavi as well. I hear. I don't know if they have to. Whenever the Akumam, I'm assuming, Beyodcha. So, whatever it is. If it's when the Yidin are Neretz Yisrael, so Zayim when the Yidin are Neretz Yisrael. Whenever the Misurim Beyodcha. But Zman Abayis, so Zayim from Zman Abayis. I hear. I hear. As I said to Knesset, the Gemara mainly says the whole kasha is a chnishton and avad Ramam is gerecht, avad yoiva loy signoiva regal loy sirim. That's what the Knesset Gedela says. The Gemara just said minolan. How do we know? We know from the chishev. Now that we know it, it's from loy signoiva. Okay, fine. But you are mechavin to the noida b'yuda. Chuvis noida b'yuda madura kam in yoridei simen pei aleph. He says he doesn't see the kasha. Kasha epsach nishdan. He's talking about bechoriz, but like agav, it's goinus in the noida b'yuda. He said the whole thing doesn't. The whole kasha epsach nishdan. What's the problem? Nachamot. The Gemara says gezel akum minolon. Now we're talking about gezel. We're talking about gneiva here. Leisignoivu, the Rambam says, is Saifah Yid, Saifah Goy. If you look in the Rambam Behilchus Gzela, and you look in the Mechab Behilchus Gzela, you see the Mechab and the Rambam Mavur, that you're not over Leisigzel by a guy when you steal by a guy. The guy is Mashmad, is an Issa. Kesem Mishra even suggests me it's only Issa Midirabonon. No, the Achroinim, including David, says, not true, it's Issa Deraisa, because don't have from Bechichavim Keneu, it's don't have from Chal Tezahamim, Avad is Deraisa. But Leisigzel, you're not going to be over. But for Gneva, you will be over Leisignoivu. How could you spell? How could you separate? By gzeila, goy is not bacham. By gneva, goy is bachal. So what's the problem? Open up the pasuk. Let's see what the pasuk says. By leisignoivu, it doesn't say by misay because Rishonim already said by misay is going on leisachakashuv leisachakru. So meilo leisignoivu is across the board. Say yid, say goy, not a problem. But by gzeila, what's stated in the pasuk? By gzeila, if you look in the pasuk, it says to quote. It says leisashrik is reyacha veleisigzoy. That's a Lashna Pasek. So it's talking about Reyacha. Leisashrik is Reyacha v'leisigzol. You shouldn't steal from this Reyacha. Reyacha means a Yid, not a Goy. So Avad leisigzol is not by a Goy. But leisignoivu, of course, why not? Why shouldn't it be by a Goy? You don't have a need by a Goy. Memeir the Gemara's Hokasha was Gezel Akim Menayin. But Gnevis Akim? Not a problem. Avad is Taka Lereg leisignoivu like the Ramas Mavu. Echad Hagoyne Mamen Shal Yisrael. Echad Hagoyne Mamen Shal Akim. Very geschmack. Chishev, you shouldn't be playing around with him, fooling him. You're in front of him. You're taking the evid from him. It's not you're doing it behind the scenes. You're being mad to him. So that's a form of gzeila. Gneva is mamish. Okay, you have to know why. Okay, so gneva is das. We'll talk about, but that's what. Right, you're taking it, and everything's in front. You're not doing it behind the scenes. It's not a ma'aseh gneva. You have to know why. But that's what the good. It's only ma'aseh gzeila. And the Chuvis Maria Asad, Yehudi Yala says the exact same thing. He doesn't quote in Nadi Yehuda, but in Chelik Beis, Simon Reish Lam Megubi says the same thing, and he jumps on the Marva Magad in the Sma. If you look at the Sma, we in Sif Cotton Hay, the Sma says, Oya Goynev Momen Shel Akum, Dum Yo De Gezel Ha Akum De Asa. And the Rav Magid says something similar also. It's learned out from Gezel Akum. They see the Gezel Akum is also. So Adin Gnevis Akum is also. So the ideal of Gevalt. It's not learned out from Gezel Akum. It's worse than Gezel Akum. Gezel Akum is only an assay. Gnevis Akum is a mamish, the regular love of Leisig Neiva. It has nothing to do with Gzeilis Akum. It's a regular Leisig Neiva. What's going on? And he blibes Shrei on the Rav Magid in the Sma. So you see from the Rav Magid, it's a retribution. You see the Rav Magid was mash for the two. The smell is mash for the two. Good. But the Nadi B'yud and the Yud Yal are taking on the world, and the Mechalik between Gzeil and Gneva.
I know that Reyach is only a Sigzel.
Because it's a Vav HaMechab. It says, Nachum, what does it say? V'loi Sashik is Reyach, V'loi Sigzel. And I'll bring you another right, because the end of the Pasuk says, what's the end of the Pasuk say? V'loi Salam Pula Sochit Kat Baika, what's the end of the Pasuk say? Right, good. So the Gemara says in the end of Vamatzir, the Gemara says that Leisolin is only by Yid, not by a Goy, because it says Reyacha. It means it doesn't say Riyak, it says Riyak at the beginning of the Pasek. But the Gemara understood that it says, everything is going on Riyak. So Gezel, which is stuck in between the two, sandwiched in, that it's going to have the same Riyak. Okay, we have to know. Okay. Fine. The mice is, you look in the, just to leave you off on this note, the Chubis Beis Ephraim and Erechaim Simon Lamed Zayin, who takes the Nadibu to task and he brings Kama Vekama Rayas, that there's no chiluk between Gnev and Gzela, and you couldn't, because it's going to come out. Just think for a second. I mean, he brings Rayas Fakir, but he says it should come out then that he's got a machlokes in the Gemara if Gezel Akum is Mutta or not. We pass Gezel Akum is awesome, it's awesome, it's awesome, like these psukim, good, but there's a manum as a Gezel Akum is Mutta. So he said, make a cheshbon, it should come out. Only Gezel Akum is Mutta because there's no pasik, right? Because it says Reyachim by Gzela. But Gnevis Akum, everyone would hold is awesome. Right? Means if like the Nadi Yehuda's world, he now you have to relearn Shas. Everything when it talks about Akam, Gzeil Akam, Mutta Azza is only by Gzeil, but Gnev is definitely also like Gnev, no problem. So he brings Kama the Kama Rais for Bukhariz Yud Gimel. You see now like that, you see even Gnev the Gemara Nem Don for Pasha, if you hold that Gezel Akam is Mutta, who think Gnev is Akam is Mutta? He's saying, what's the part? Well, you can't do that. Gzeil has a meat. Gnev doesn't have a meat. Avad is a regular love. What's going on? Alamai, he says that Avad is no chilik, and if Gezel Akam would be Mutta, Gnev is Akam Mutta, and Zakum is also, it's only also the Chisham Kenei, so to gain name is Zakum, and he doesn't like the Nadi Yehuda. All right, but now we have a machloikis. But don't forget, yeah, no, we have a problem, but it's Rishonim. We have a Pashtus Rambam and a Smag, and a Ritva, and it's much more like that, and Yerem Kuchav Dalet as well, that they all learn that Loisig Noivu is by a goy. You have an Issa Derais, a Loisig Noivu. It's a lot, not just the Chisham Kenei. If you hold.
Accidentally took something.
If you stole, if you did a maisa gzela and you hold it, so then just like by a yid would be also, so too by a goy would be also. To have to be a ksois in simu chafei, the beginning of simu chafei, the ksois is machadish, not like the rishonim, but the ksois is machadish that shogeg and oinis are only nisraba by mazik as pesetach as posa. The rabbi is shogeg kemeza oinis karotzen. Shogeg kemeza oinis karotzen. But by gnev and gzela we don't find the ribui. Then echnami shogeg and oinis by ganav and gazlan is mutu. I mean, mutu, whatever. There's no chiyuvim even by Israel. And that's when Fush Lachar Fush Atais in the beginning of Bava Kama. I think Davdalo Meralo Faket is Miri and Hagoizel Faket. Good, but he's going again to Rishonim, but let's put the Ksais on hold, and then the Chanaim Lachar, there's been no Chilik. But if it's Leisig Noivin, there's no Chilik, Echad Agani Visrav, Echad Agani Vakam, it's going to be awesome. And it's a very important Nakuda, this Shaila, where the Lav came from, just hold on to it, because it's very important, because it's going to make a major Nafkamina shortly. So hold on to it. All right. Continues the Mechaba, ve'echad agoyniv migadol oy mikotin is also. Say if you steal from a gadol, say if you steal from a cotton, you're also going to be over this lab of loisig noivu. How could you be over when you steal from a cotton? A cotton doesn't own anything, and a cotton is a lab reschi, you can never be coin anything. So the Mepharshim explained, like Tyson Sanhedrin says this, and other places, Pashit, a cotton got a Yerusha, so he's Yerush Midaraisa. Or Taisis hold that if a cotton works and he gets wages, that he could be koine midaraisa. Those are the two exceptions. Everything else, mitziya, mekachomemka, anything else is only midarabonan. But glad that you should know there's one more possibility. If you like certain rishonim, you have dasa cheres makna, that might work to make it midaraisa. It's makloikas rishonim.
Does it belong to the parents? If he takes from their cotton,
no. So let's say if the tumah cotton, he doesn't have parents or was given bedafka to him, whether he worked. If he works, it belongs to, okay. If he's soymech al shulchan aved, then we have a problem. The problem we discussed by Avedim Mazir. The father was mavat and he doesn't want to be kainet, so maybe the cotton could be okay. But those are the cases, either through yerusha or through wages. But everything else, it's only midrabanan.
But
oh, so Memelo, that's what I'm driving at. So we just got off Echad Agoin and Mammon Yisrael, Agoin and Mammon Shalakim. Then it says Echad Agoin and Migodol and Mikotan. Sounds like that cotton, even Akim, will have the din. So, effective Munchas Pitan Bishloim, if the cotton owns it, he has a Yerusha wages. So, yes, even Darais is stealing from that cotton, even though he's a guy. But if it's only Midaki Shalom or Gezel Midivrayim, he brings a rai from Esman Shinayin that the other forms of Gezel Midirem, like by Smachta, Marficha Yoinim, Masachet Bekovya, doesn't pass by a goy. So he wants to make a two shows, who had in here. God is Rekiveg over there, and Shinayin brings a rai, a beautiful rai from the Rashba and Gittin. It's even a closer rai that you see the forms of Gezel Midirem, the form that a person like has a quasi bilus on it, and he's pretending, he's acting like he's a Baum, and you shouldn't snatch it out of his shows. He knocks something off the tree, and it that's becoming all the forms of Gezel Midirem. The Rashba says over there that Gezel Midirem doesn't pass by a goy. Rekiveg brings it down. So if a Gezel Midirem doesn't pass by a goy, it should come out that you're allowed to steal from a goy cotton if he doesn't own it midiraisa. If he only got it through he found it. You see a goy find something, you can snatch it away from him. He's again, I'm not, forget about Dinamo Kuzadina, I'm not getting into American law. But at least lahalacha, you'd be allowed, because you're not overly signoivu, because he doesn't own the midiraisa, and only midiraim, they want, you don't have a problem with midiraim from a goy. Mamela should be muta.
Who
says
that?
Who says that? You're right. Who said that?
We're only talking about the rights here. We're talking about the rights that Kutten has if he has king's
right. Right. So you mean only going on the oifen of the rights, and the oifen of the rights, and then a guy in a cotton is shover. But then a kind of oifen of the rabbana is not. Good. Then the Minchas Pitim has a fleeting makshava. It's a good shmak. It's Dvar Matikim. It's not for now. But there's a bevustach sam soifen. A sam soifen wants to be mechadish that a yois. The Rambam holds that Shiurim Halakha L'Moshim Yisiyana was only knitten to Yisrael and not to Bnei Noach. And Ayois, it's Mavua, that the sheer gadlus of Ben Yud Gimel or Ben Abbas Yud Beis is also Halakha L'Moshim Yisiyana. It's the sheer of Halakha L'Moshim Yisiyana. So the Ksam Sefer Parshat Echezrim comes to us that a goy doesn't become Bar Mitzvah. He doesn't become a gadol when he's 13 or when she's 12. So when does he become a gadol? So the Ksam Sefer, whenever he has das. It could be 8, it could be 15. Whenever he has das, I don't know what das he needs, but whenever he has das, he is a gadol. I mean, he doesn't have das, he's a katan. So Mameli said, don't rush to steal things from katanim, because by goyish katanim, if they have das, they will be koinu midaraisa. Mameli, you will be overloy signaiva midaraisa. How can you tell if he has das? I'm going to give him an IQ test. You can't rate him against a yid, you have to rate him against an adult guy. You know, you have to know when does he have the das. It's a nafkamino for geiris. It's a nafkamino because we do geiris at das bezin on ketanim. Loitik sam soifa, if the cotton is already a shtickle older, 10, 11, 12 years old, and he might have his own das, then you can't do it at das bezin. So to be choshir chumriz sam soifa, you might have to get him to be makawled mitzvahs and to do, so to speak, to maize geiris on himself. That could be a nafkamino. It could be other nafkamino. But good. As I talked to Minchas Pitim, so good. But Enochanami, Moshe is talking about a good diet that the Luchay Enochanami, the whole thing is all Isak Navy has. Anyway, talking about the Ifan Adaraisa, but even the Rabbanan, maybe there's a Chilik. All right. Let's try to do one more machshava here, one important Vichdag Inyan. If you look in the Shach over here in Sif Cotton Bays, the Shach bombs this Machama. Amazing Machab. The Machab Nemzon, it's an Isa Daraisa, Lysig Navy, a lava filu, when you steal money from a guy. Mashma mikan the osa deraisa v'chein kosev mashal the sri leil Rambam v'tur v'smag shekosev b'losh nazer the osa mideraisa ein shom. It's osa mideraisa. The kosher mikan from here you see not like it's shver on the Rama al mashekosev harav the Rama be'agav be'even ezer reish simun kav ches. The other Rama paskins kitcha begezel oy begnev es ankam havi mukadeshes. Why the ainu tzricha langzer rak mishum kiddush Hashem? If someone steals saig zela saig neva, the Rama says both. If you steal saig zela saig neva from a goy, your chiv hashava is only midrabon, and your chiv hashava is only mishum kiddush Hashem. The lashon tzezefta is chomo gzelas akim gzelas yisro because of chilul Hashem. Kiddush Hashem. So it's only mitzad Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam learned that it's only mitzad Kiddush Hashem. So it's since midaraisa it's yours and you can keep it, and it's only that Kiddush Hashem. So now if I give it to an ish, it's mekadesh. So I was mekadeshes. The Mershani want to know, the Mefarshim want to know, maybe she has to give it back, so why it's Mekadeshes? So they talk about that she only has to pay Domim, or maybe she doesn't have to give back. Only I have the Chiv Kiddush Hashem, because I was the Ganef, not her. Good, but that's what Ramah says. It's only a Chiv to give it back, Midrabanan, because of Kiddush Hashem. Frek, the Shach, Gevalt, it's a Mufush Makabi. The Ramah doesn't argue. The Rishayim and Mavu like that. It's also Midaraisa to steal. If it's also Midaraisa to steal, so the merits means you can have a Chiv Hashav of Midaraisa to give back. So how can you be Mekadesh and Isha? Oh, good, very good. Okay, so now we have to know. So what does that mean? We have a chiv l'sham, not a shava. What I mean? So where did you get that?
I didn't.
Oh, so let's play this out. So if you look, let's look in the Nesivis. Then the Sivan Sivkot and Aleph is Mechadish Gavalda Gazak. Because Pashtis, if you over lois ignoivu, then you have the Vesh of Zagzela. So what's going on? Zok to Nisivis, he brings down the Shach Vetzorachin, Olafid Nis Daiti Nirul Yashiv, that's not fair at all. Why? Because Dini he. Dagneva, who is the Raisa? In a Chanami, that stealing is a Nisa de Raisa, like we said. But that's from Mevechishiv in Kineo, or from Mevechalto Kedisa Bavavakama. Even by a yid, without an extra assay of eshavet zayla, have a meaning after ovad lav deloy signoivim mekomokim isiru the ovad ovad ubashave enu chayv. If not for an extra assay of eshiv, I would have said even if you steal from a yid, you could keep it. It's right to be throw rachman and nitke la save the eshavet zayla. Of a ba'akim nihi dekra the vechishiv ledrasha gemur azin it's deraisa to tell you that you're not allowed to steal. Of a mekomokim heichin mitzin. But the deraisa is not the regular deraisa. The deraisa is from Bechishev. Memelo, we would never learn out the assay that we normally have by Yisrael is not applicable to stealing from a guy. So if you don't have a chiv v'eishiv, so how do you know you have to return? That could only be because of a kiddush Hashem. Memelo, the ramazeh gishmak. That's why if she's mekadesh, it's mekudeshes. Again, Rabbi Isai, that's only good if you hold that the issi here is from Bechishev or from v'chal tezamen. But the Rambam, the Pashas HaMachab, and the Rambam, the Smag, the Ritva, the Irem, all know that it's Leisig Noivu, L'Choyer falls away this Teretz of the Nesivis. And even this part, even if you'll demo on this part of Nesivis, it's still not 100%. Why? Because if you look at the beginning of the next column, Nesivis HaKasha. V'Kasha, Nihid Eno Chai Bashova, Mekomokim Halav Didehu. Okay, I'm not Chai Bashava, but I don't own it. It's not mine. It belongs to the guy. I wasn't supposed to take it in the first place. The Halaikana Isai, without Yish, let's say, Yishal, if Yish works by a guy, okay, whatever. The Halaikana Isai, because you would never coin it. The Maimu Kadeshes, Habadavi Shainu Shalai Kichalai, come to Isai, who's Mim Kadesh with something that doesn't belong to him. Ukumashikasav Amogan Avram, Bishem Sefi Yereim, that Filu Gezalakam Mutta, even if you held that Gezalakam would be Mutta, Mikomakam Lav Shalai, Linyan Sukha, Linyan Dalaminim, it's not yours, you can't use it, because it's never Shalai, even if will be mutza. So coaching, we all guess alakim is also. So if it's also, so nanif, you don't have to give it back. Okay, but with what right, with what tzchus do you have to be koine? You never koine. So it's not yours. So when you mekadesh the zisha, you mekadesh with something that doesn't belong to you. So I guess, you know, it's not shreya why. The kedushin lo yishayich zeh, that's not a problem by kedushin. Enechlem by dalet minim will be a problem. You wouldn't be able to use this for dalet minim, but for kedushin is not a problem. The kevin da'ano abadov ezeh mutu midirai. So since the yidim are allowed to benefit, derive pleasure from this item, because he doesn't have to give it back. V'hu ham himsi lo anazu, and he was mamsi her this hana, memelu mekadesh is b'schar no shim tzilo. And Hakam, he's not being mekadesh with something that belongs to him. He's mekadesh with the hana that he was mamsi lo. He created this hana. He gave her the wherewithal to derive such hana. Memelu is being mekadesh with that hana, which is worth a shavar pruta. And with that, that's how he's going to be mekadesh. As is the nesivis.
Is the problem mitzvah lo laveira?
I don't know. It's mitzvah laveira you got, and now you don't have to give it back. So now, I don't know. I don't know if that's mitzvah. All right, anyway, what's a mitzvah by kedushin? It's a ma'aseh kinyan. I don't know if that b'chol passes that whole concept. Now, l'chayr loyta nesiv, l'chayr you have to tie up. I believe the act of tie up that he was mekadesh or not with the chayvitz, because the chayvitz doesn't belong to him. He's mekadesh with the hana. The Rishonim talk, whenever you be mamzi hano, you have to be mekadesh directly with the hano of the thing. So you would have to say, arei mekadeshesli, not with tabazu, but arei mekadeshesli from the hano of the tabazu, that I'm giving you the hano that you could derive pleasure from this tabaz. But even so, the Achronim jump, that even when you mamzi hano, it has to be mamzi hano from your item. So let's say you have an item that you can't derive pleasure, but she could. So you gave her hano from your item. But if you gave her hano with something that wasn't yours, like, how do you find that to be mekadesh? How does that work? And then see this himself in Kehelas Yaakov and Ebenezer over there, he takes a different route entirely. He has the problem with Tzadi Yireim, and he says, and you can't tell me by giving her to you Mukadashas, because since she was never coined and anyone could snatch it away from her, so she never really got anything from the Chayfetz. So maybe since she didn't get anything from her, Bemetis Kaddish, how are you being Makadisha? He didn't give this Tiretz here. And if over there, he visits Makadish something else entirely, he's Makadish, a Yeshivish Raid. that every gazlan has kinyan gzeila and really should have been koinin gansin. The veishiv is a gzeila stops that kinyan gzeila from working in its fullest, and therefore it says, no, you have kinyan gzeila, but you got to give it back. But if it will be shayak that you won't have veishiv is a gzeila, then a gazlan would be koinin dailam completely. And mamela, when you have a shini koina, how does shini koina work? Because veishiv is a gzeila is only kain shagoza. If it's not, you don't have the veishiv, you don't have the veishiv, and you're left with your kinyan gzeila, so mamela, you koina mederaisa. Mamela zakta, but when you steal from a guy that there's no veishiv, kontais, you'll be koina the chavis in gansin. Mamela, it's taka yours. Even, I don't know, even like Yerei, I mean, I don't know what he does, but he says, Mamela, it's really yours. Mamela, you can make other shish, because Yitaka owned it. And then at the end, he just says, I don't know where he's coming from, but he said, but Yitaka will have to pay the guy money. Just, you own it. I don't know where the makar for that would be, but he owes that you own it in Gansin, but you'll have a chiv domin. Maybe the chiv domin would be, goof would be as the kiddush Hashem, I mean, because here, Dr. Mechab also says, v'chayv l'sham. So maybe as the kiddush Hashem, it sounds like he holds it in the rice, you could be koin of the chiv, but you still have a chiv domin in the rice. I don't know. But anyway, that's bottom line is, the Nesiva says, right, but there is because you have a chiv einsim. I don't know if you can have the chiv einsim by a guy, because the chiv einsim of a gzeila in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9b is learned out midi-davi ha-shoyal. So just like you have a chiv einsim by Shele, you have a by gzeila because kol ha-shaloi. But a shoyal by a guy doesn't have a chiv einsim, pashtes. Because not the nishayim by a guy. So a gazlin from a guy should also not have a chiv einsim. So Mela, I don't know if you can have that. You're right, Mashmoy's in the Siv is like that, but I don't know where you got it from. To say maybe I'll say dinner kiddush Hashem, maybe that would be better. But it sounds like Nesivas. You're right; it's a deraisa. But the bottom line is Nesivas answers up the shas kasha. Gazlin, you are alive. You're over, but veishiv not because it's learned down from a different pasuk. But if we you hold, I mean the rishonim hold that you learned down from loisig neiva, we're back thread to the shas kasha. Here you have loisig neiva, and the other Rama is saying that you have veishiv, that it's, you don't have a veishiv zekzela. It's only out a kiddush Hashem and you give me mekadosh anisha. What's pshat? So to that, the Noid Behuda again says, not a problem. Again, being medayik psukim. Avado, like we said before, there's a nasnachta, it's not a problem. A gneva, yoiva, no problem. Full-fledged love. But the assay is veheshev isagzeila. So what does it say in the pasha veheshev zayim vayikra? Hey, it says over there in that pasha, it says the kichesh ba'amisai. Right? The kichesh is veheshev veheshev, and the next part veheshev isagzeila. So the pasha is talking about amisai. So, leisignoivu, yoiva. And by gzeila you have a different israisa of the chishev, you're right. But you want to know, you get the asei veishev? No, it says in the Pashav Amisa, you won't have the asei veishev. So you could have gneva and gzeila, and gneva, even the regular lava gneva, but without the veishev, means he's one step better than the nesivis. You'll have the issa deraisa, the regular lava, but you won't have the asei veishev, it's like gzeila, because veishev gzeila is only by it, not by a guy. And mele, that's what the Ramah says, only out kiddush Hashem, and if you give me mekadosh anisha.
What's the
mitzvah
to
Yid? So that we said, Taka, like the Rambam, you don't, and it's only Allah and Nitin Litashlumin, like the Rambam. And like the Rosh, we said it's learned out, but it's only learned out from Gzela, because by Gzela passes by Yid. So therefore, when I steal from a, when I do Gneva by Yid, I learn out Gneva by Yid from Gzela by Yid. But Gzela by a guy doesn't have a Yishiv, so how could Gneva by a guy have a Yishiv? And the Rambam, why? Because the Nitin, why you have Nitin Litashlumin? But mate,
how do you know it's not by a guy?
No, the same thing. How do I know? Because how did I? 1 second. Because it's talking about. Oh, very partial. Because the pasuk, I don't say it like this. Because the pasuk that says that you have gneva that's nitin l'tashlumin by kefil, right? You have to give back kefil or dala vehei. So that's why where's the makar that there's even a chiv tashlumin that's over there? But the Gemara dashes, Rambam brings down la halacha that there's no kefil and dala vehei by a guy. Because it's a mitah krah. So could be the same thing. So maybe if there's no kefil and dalveh, it could be there's not even a chiv karen on a deraisadika level to give back to a guy, and a tak could only be out kiddush Hashem. Sorry? Oh, so l'chayru should have, now you have malkis, because you could have a loisig noivu without veishiv. And if you hold nitin l'tashlum, you hold that the tashlum is not the raisa, then vayit the same problem. I hear. So then l'chayru should end up with a lav without the asay, without tashlumin. But really should have malkis. I hear the problem. Yeah, very good. Excellent, Kash. Very good. Zeshain. Fine. Just to be messiah with one more teretz, and I'll let Yidayim go, and that's the hafla. The hafla over there in Ebenezer, in Tzimu Kof Ches, he says a different pshat. He says, into Santa Goyenis, but he says that there's Lay Signoivu and Lay Sigzon, and then there's Lay Sachmoid. What's the difference between Lay Signoivu and Lay Sachmoid? Signoivu is you steal Shalom Manasseh Shalem, and Lay Sachmoid is you steal Amanasseh Shalem. means the difference between, and you need a whole new lav. And by Leisach Moed it says Dafka by Yid, Reyaka. It's only by Leisach Moed. So Kumtais, he comes out, yes. That Leisach Moed is only by Yid, not by a goy. But Gneve Gzela is even by a goy. Right? That's what. So Meli says, if you steal and never pay back, and you overlays a Gneve, and a Konami, you just did a Nisa Daraisa by a goy. But if you steal from a goy and you end up paying him money, so you're no longer leisignoivon leisigzon. Now your new issa called leisachmoid. But leisachmoid is not by a goy. You're allowed to steal from a goy as long as you're going to pay him back. Even though you take this item, I'll give you money instead. That's fine. That's you're not owing anything. Because that's not gneiv gzela, and leisachmoid doesn't pass by a goy. Mameli says, when you steal from a goy, kumtois, you're allowed to keep the item. You just have to pay him money. Could they not to be over leisignoivon? You know what now? Even on my friend, that advice does. That part he doesn't say, but it sounds like he needs that. That even if initially, even though all his rights only when you steal a manas l'shamin, but I don't know, he buries it. It sounds like he owes. As long as you steal and later on you eventually pay, I'm not a ganif, I'm a chaymi. And a chaymi is mutter by a guy. So Meili says, whenever you steal, your dik, avad you chayv l'shalim. Chayv tashlumim you have. Money you gotta pay. But the chayvitz is yours. You don't have to get back the chayvitz. Meili, the Ramah says, if you mekadish and issue with the chayvitz, avad you mekadishes. Because how do you know you gotta give back the etzim chayvitz? That's only out kiddush Hashem, a tesefta that's made a takona, it's a drabona, that you have to give back the chayfetz. But money to give back, money, that's in a chanami, that's as this thing, because otherwise I'll be over loy sigzol. So when you make kaddish and isha with the chayfetz, it's your chayfetz, but in a chanami, you're going to have to pay back the guy. That gneva, deraisa, loy signeva, alav at its fullest, no problem. But you won't have a chiv. You're not going to have this problem of being mekadesh because you're allowed to be mekadesh with the chiv. Now your shaila, I'm not sure if your shaila is answered, but even like taflah, because he's not saying you have a chiv to shlomen. It's just you got to pay in order to get out of the realm of gneva and into the realm of chaymet. But could be gneva still not a lavanit in the shlomen. Still you have the kash even on the floor. Why don't you get mal? Because you don't have a lavanit in the shlomen. It's not a lavanit. Let's say, all right. But it's very gishmak. There's a lot more raid. There's a lot more. But these are the basic terutzim to the kash. Is you got to get out of the veheshiv. Like the nesivitz, because it's learned out of different pasuk no veheshiv. Like the noida beauty, even though you have the regular signoid, but you don't have the veheshiv. And like the haflaw, is you get out of it. Different way because it falls into chemda and chemda is not by a guy. All right, a good talk.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.